When you come through a storm, when you pass the test, that on the other side of that obedience is sometimes something much greater than you can imagine.
Joni, tell me about the start of Daystar. Tell me about that beginning storm, because when God calls you to do something like that, you know that there's just a big hurricane coming right at you.
For us, it started for us in the Holy Land in 1983 on the Mount of Olives. The Lord spoke to Marcus and said, I want you to get involved in Christian television. But we thought that was to host a nightly show for a ministry we were working with. We had no idea it was about building a TV station. Now, where do you go to learn how to build a TV station? So we moved to Montgomery, Alabama, thinking they're going to build it. And then it turned out that we built it, and God required everything, all our life savings. And then we used an old, and you'll understand this terminology, an old transmitter from the garbage dump. It was our first transmitter. And of course, Montgomery's a small TV market, but we were faithful. We got it on the air, barely. We didn't know what we were doing. And then I say later, we kind of got another transmitter. We got on a taller tower. I mean, we learned how to do it, and we were there for 7 long years. There was never any abundance, but we always were able to pay our bills, but it was never easy. And it was during those 7 years, I always say, I couldn't have been here had I not walked through Montgomery. And that was our training. That was our testing time. So there were lots of things that happened in Montgomery that God taught us. And when I look around today and see what God has done, I always have to reflect back to those early days and where the scripture says, despise not small beginnings, and just how faithful God has been. But we could have given up back then, because I mean, there were some times we were like, I don't know how we're going to do this, you know. But eventually, we sold the station in Montgomery, but we kept it Christian, even though there was a Jewish man that wanted to turn it into an ABC affiliate. Now, this was back, you know, in the early 90s. But the Lord had told us, if you keep it Christian, I'll make it up to you when you go to Dallas, because the Lord had put Dallas on our heart. And so we kept it Christian, and we moved to Dallas with our 2 small children in a little Honda Accord. We traveled to an apartment there and started all over again. And we had sold it for the debt on it, so we didn't have any. So it was just like starting all over. But we had a little bit more knowledge of how to do it. But still, it was just like starting all over again. And it's just been a miraculous journey. We got Channel 29 on the air in a top 10 market. And then the next thing you know, we've got Atlanta, we've got Denver, we've got Seattle, you know. And TV stations just were added supernaturally. And God did it. And I remember there was one of the prophetic voices in our life, Ruth Ward Heflin, who said early on, she said, now I feel like the Lord is saying, if you will always be for revival and you won't be ashamed of the Holy Spirit, God is going to take you around the world. Now, we were one station in Dallas and I remember sitting there thinking, Lord, I don't know if she's hearing from you, because you can't imagine what God has for you past those moments that you really trust him. And so that's a part of the book as well, is that, you know, when you come through a storm, when you pass the test, that on the other side of that obedience is sometimes something much greater than you can imagine.
Now that you've gone through losing your late husband, Marcus, and for so many years, it was Marcus and Joni, Marcus and Joni. And now
Marcus and Joni, Marcus and Joni.
Yeah. And so, but now God's brought you another husband into your life. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I tell the whole story in the book, because again, there's a lot of commentary out there on that. But the short version is that when the Lord told me, basically the Lord said this, he said, get your house in order. And I was like, get my house in order? What? And he said, no, I don't mean spiritually. I mean, physically, I need you to be strong. I need you to be healthy. And so I had been eating ice cream every night. You know, I was grieving. That's what you do when watch Shark Tank. But I remember he's like, you know how to eat healthy, exercise. And I had just kind of foregone that for like 6 months. So I just started doing that. And then long about June of 2022, I got a courtesy call from someone we knew and we had interviewed and had been a friend, Dr. Doug Weiss. And his program was about to start on Daystar. And he just said, this is a courtesy call. He said, I have gone through a divorce, and I just want you to know that, because my program's about to start. And I remember I said, you know, I'm so sorry. And, you know, we talked about a little bit. I would learn more of his story and that journey later. And at that point, at some point, we basically were friends at first, just talking, you know, which is a good thing. He's in Colorado, I'm here. But then I started enjoying, you know, the text messages or how are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, I really like him. And what are you doing, Lord? And so at that point, I brought Jimmy Evans, my dear friend, into the equation because I knew I've always been a person, I want to be a person of integrity and accountability. And so he walked that journey with us and he said, now I'm not going to give my blessing if I don't feel he has a biblical reason for divorce. And so he spent a lot of time with Doug, went through that story. And again, that's his story to tell. But he came back and told me he has a biblical reason. I've done this for 40 years and I'm good with you moving on in this relationship. And he said, but just slow it down. So we did. And that was pretty easy because he was in another state and I'm in this state, you know, of Texas running Daystar. And we just, you know, began to talk on the phone, you know, spend time together when we could. And we began to see that we both felt like God was in it. And it was, again, it was very organic and a surprise to me and a surprise to him because neither one of us were looking, you know. And I told the Lord, I don't, you know, do you want me to stay single? Are you going to bring somebody into my life? And Hubie Sin was one of the prophetic voices along with others that I trust that said, God's going to put your heart back together, Joni, and we see someone else coming into your life. And like, I don't just take that word. I mean, it has to resonate with what I feel like God is showing me, but it would be confirmation, you know, in my heart. And anyway, the rest is history. We got married in June of 2023. And so we've been married a little less than a year and it's been great. He's been amazing. And I'm amazed. It's a thing though, John. Marcus used to tell me it would make me so mad. He would say, now, sweetheart, he always called me sweetheart. Now, sweetheart, if I were to graduate before you, I just want you to know this one thing. I want you to get remarried. And I would say, you are crazy. I will never get remarried. And I would get mad at him. And I'd say, why are you saying that? You're going to be here till Jesus comes. But then as I walked into this stage of my life, knowing he wasn't coming back, knowing I loved him with all my heart, marriage had been really good for me. I thought, you know what? He knew me better than I knew myself. And I know he would be the most happy for me, not only to be married, but to have someone who's encouraging me and who's allowing me to lead Daystar. He's just come along my side to be a blessing. And it's been good. So it's been amazing. That's the end of the book. So there's a good, there's a happy ending.
Yeah. So there's lots of incredible stories that Joni shares in this book. And definitely read the article in Charisma Magazine online this month and get the book. You can go to mycharismashop.com or you can go anywhere that books are sold, Amazon. You know, I'm sure you guys have a landing page for it as well. Yeah. But Joni, would you do us the honor of just praying for the people that have been watching and their heart have been connecting with what you've been saying? You know, maybe they're going through a storm and they don't understand how to hold on to God's hand. And maybe they don't understand that there is good on the other side. And there is peace that comes after that. And so could you just pray for the people that are resonating with what you're saying?
Sure. I'd be honored to. Father, we just thank you for every person that's listening under the sound of my voice. God, you know, a lot of them tuned in just listening. They weren't even planning to, but it's no accident that they're listening right now. And I just thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit that is here on the earth to bring peace and comfort. And I just pray that you would comfort the hearts of those who have felt the wind blowing, the rain, the lightning, the thunder, that storm around them, that storm of life. God, I thank you that you are going to carry them through. And I just pray, Father, that you would give them the strength and the courage to reach out, to hold your hand once again. Some of them have stopped holding your hand and you're saying, you've got it extended. And I just ask that they just lift their hand up and say, Jesus, I need you to help me through this. And I thank you that you will be a man of your word because you are faithful. I thank you for that faithfulness. I thank you for that hope that you're going to place in their heart right now, even as we pray. Father, just let them know how much you love them and that you have continued purpose for them in the days ahead, that their life is not over, that there's still much purpose. Some of the storms that they've gone through, you're actually going to use those storms to be a blessing in their life and to be a blessing in other people's lives. The fact that they've gone through and come out on the other side, they're going to help people. And I thank you for that. I thank you that you can give them a peace that passes all understanding right now. Surround them with the peace of God. And we thank you for that. And we just thank you for your word that says you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will go with us until the end of the world. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.